Waller turned back to the captive and grabbed a handful of the man's filthy hair. "This is simply because you think I'm Canadian? Can you truly be that stupid?" Abdul-Majid's eyes flashed interest for the first time. "Think you are Canadian? You mean you are not?" "No, Abdul-Majid, I am not." He slipped off his jacket and pulled up his shirt sleeve, revealing a mark on the inside of his upper arm, where it could not be easily seen when his shirt was off. He held it up in front of the Muslim. "Do you see that? Do you know what it means?" Abdul-Majid shook his head. "I do not know of such marks." Waller pointed to them one by one. "They are alphabet letters." "That is not English," said Abdul-Majid. "My English is good. I don't know what that is." "It is Ukrainian. It is a variation of the Cyrillic alphabet. It stands for the Fifth Chief Directorate, tasked to provide internal security against the enemies of the Soviet Union. I loved my job, so much that I burned it into my skin." Abdul-Majid's eyes widened. "You are Ukrainian?" Waller rolled his shirt back down and put his jacket back on. "Actually, I have always considered myself a Soviet citizen, first and foremost. But perhaps that is simply splitting hairs. And since Ukraine was the repository for a good deal of the nuclear arsenal of the former Soviet Union, do you now understand? I still have many contacts there."
"Why did you not tell us this?" spat out Abdul-Majid.
Waller pulled up a chair and sat down. "It's not my responsibility to provide you with my personal history. Simply enough HEU, highly enriched uranium, to blow up a large part of a major American city. Do you even know what HEU really is, Abdul-Majid?"
"It is Allah's weapon."
"No, it has nothing to do with Allah," Waller said derisively. "Uranium is a naturally occurring mineral found all over the world in trace quantities. It took the Germans during Hitler's reign to realize its peculiar potential through precise fission, namely to destroy people and property in vast quantities. Did you know that one can actually hold highly enriched uranium in his hand and not feel any adverse effects until years later? I have done so myself. Stupid of me, of course, but to hold that much power? The temptation was too great when I was a young and foolish man, though the toxic effects will probably kill me before my time. It takes 50 kilos, or nearly 110 pounds of the substance to create a nuclear detonation, whereas one would need nearly 1 ton or 20 times that amount of low-enriched uranium to produce a single nuclear bomb. It takes far less plutonium, about 20 pounds or so, to do the same thing, but unlike HEU, plutonium has to come from the reprocessing of nuclear material from reactors, and no country would allow terrorists to obtain that, because like a fingerprint, the device possesses the chemical signature of that country.
You promised enough material for a suitcase nuke, Abdul-Majid said.